Okay, Shalom Uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning shir at the Youngest Rav Woodman. It feels different, right? It feels a little discombobulating. Like, you're not in the right place. It feels like, are we doing the right thing? So, learning Torah is always the right thing, even if we're not in the usual room. Okay, I think we have to consider moving anyway, because Thursday is Kriyas HaTorah, and they're always a little later, and especially on a Rosh Chodesh. Okay. This year is going to combine Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, and Yom HaAtzma'ut, all based on a Pasuk in this week's Parsha. So we are poised between these days of meaning for Medina Yisrael and Am Yisrael. They do not have halachic status these days. They are not enacted by the sages. However, the modern-day state of Israel, the homeland of Am Yisrael, has enacted these days of commemoration, Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, and a day of Shavach and Odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom HaAtzma'ut. And we are celebrating this year the 76th birthday of the state of Israel. The Pesukim tell us you do not need a chumash, but you do need a handout, which is right on the table when you walked in, or share with someone, the person who has one and sitting next to you. So this week's Parsha is Parshas Kedoshim. And Parshas Kedoshim, we come to many mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro that are very relatable in a sefer of Vayikra that is a very esoteric sefer for us. And the reason is that's because we live in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash. So we do not understand fully what Korbanot means. We do not understand the biblical concepts of Tumah and Tahara. We're not sure what a Zav and a Zava is. Tumas HaMitzora, we don't have a Mitzora. Even Tumas HaYoledes does not look like a woman after childbirth today and her impurity. The Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, I don't know, I feel like if I was back in temple times, I would not even know what day it was if I landed on Yom Kippur. So Book of Vayikra, I'm going to use this word with a grain of salt because it's not totally accurate, is a closed book. That's not correct. It's not a closed book because we can derive many lessons from every single word and every single letter of Chumash, but the concepts are more difficult for us to relate to because of the fact that we are living in Galut, and the fact that we're in exile in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash makes it harder for us to understand the concept of Sefer Vayikra. And then we come to Parshas Kedoshim. And Parshas Kedoshim is a lot of common sense mitzvos, but common sense is not common. Does the Torah command me not to curse a deaf person, not to put a stumbling block before a blind person? Does the Torah need to command me not to steal, to judge with righteousness? Apparently the answer is yes, since Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Rav, the inclination of man's heart is evil from his youth. The Torah needs to mold us in what we might think are common sense mitzvot. Do you need to be told not to rise before for an elderly person, not to hate your brother in your heart, not to take revenge, not to bear a grudge, to love for your fellow what you love for yourself, and that to love the convert? And the answer is yes. Okay, not all the mitzvos, however, in Parshas Kedoshim are Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. There are also Bein Adam L'Makom mitzvos. I'm going to quote for you three psukim from Parshas Kedoshim, and these are the point of departure. They're not on your sheet. One of them is, okay? On page one of your handout, in the middle, you see it says Vayikra 19:23. Page one of the handout, middle of the page, it says Vayikra 19:23. Also, because I mentioned I have to leave immediately after shir, could I ask somebody in the room a favor? You don't have to raise your hand. If someone could please put the papers in Shemos, the Shemos box is right side of the office downstairs, I would greatly appreciate it. I try and do it every week. I don't like to leave, I don't want to say mess of Torah, but I don't like to leave our, I don't want to use the word mess. So what should I say?
Papers.
Holy sheets. Marim and Kobos. If someone could please put it into Sheba. So the pasuk says in 1923, V'chisavo al ha'aretz, and it will be when you will come to the land. And when the Torah speaks of ha'aretz, we're talking about the land of Israel. Unitatem kol eitz ma'achal. And you plant every tree of fruit for eating. V'alartem arloso espria. So we have a concept, a biblical mitzvah of arla. Arla is a mitzvah where for the first 3 years of the plant, the fruit is forbidden to the landowner. You're not allowed to eat from it. Shalosh shanim yalacham arelim lo yarechel. For 3 years it is arel, it is off limits for you. You may not eat from it. I once heard, I have no idea if this is sourced or not, and upsharon is only a Hasidish custom, and it's not sourced, certainly not in the Chumash, and I have no idea if it's in the Gemara. My guess would be not, but maybe it is, but I think not. But one of the things I once heard is that we cut the boy's hair at 3 years old, because for 3 years it's like Kodesh LaHashem, and then just like the fruit is available in the fourth year, that's what we cut. I have no idea. I haven't seen a source. The one idea that I once heard. Ubashana ha-revis, and in the fourth year, yeah, kol priyo Kodesh, hilu lem LaHashem, and in the fourth year, so the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat from the fruit. And in the fourth year, what will be with all the fruits? It will be holy. It will be like Hallel, like a praise to God. So in the fourth year, the landowner must take his fruit of the tree up to Jerusalem. He has to be in a state of tahara, which you could translate as ritual purity. And he may eat the fruits in a state of tahara in Jerusalem, Bisman Beit HaMikdash HaYakayim, in the fourth year. Ubashan HaChamishis, and in the fifth year, the Pasuk of Dado Chav Hey are not in your handout. Okay, three Pesukim. Perak Yitas, Pesukim Chav Gimel through Chav Hey. Perak Pasuk Chav Gimel is here. The other two I'm telling to you. Ubashan HaChamishis, and in the fifth year, Tochu is pure. You could do whatever you want. Now you could eat the fruits. Lahosi for the chem to also to add on to you for produce, for crops, and Yashem Elkechem. So we have a mitzvah here. The Oraisa, that for the first 3 years, the trees are off limits. So let's look once again at Pasuk of Gimel. The Ki Tavo Ala Aretz, when you come to the land, Unitatem Kol Eitz Machal, you plant every tree for eating. Alaretem Orla. So by the way, it only applies to fruit trees, Orla. So I saw something very interesting when I was preparing, like banana and pineapple, even though we consider them fruit, they don't grow like on a tree. The Brachas Hadama, it is exempt. This is in regard to fruit trees. Esperia, this is not a halacha. Just an interesting nakuda. Okay. On Monday, January 22nd, the week 10 days, which fell during the week /10 days that I was at Docha to be in Eretz Yisrael. If you remember that Monday, when I tell you, you're gonna remember. 21 IDF soldiers, if you recall that Monday. Tragically, I don't have the word, so I'm not even sure what to say. Tragically is not the correct word. Fell in battle in the Gaza Strip when terrorists emerged undetected, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, from nearby tunnels, firing RPGs first at a tank that killed two of the soldiers, and then at two rigged buildings, which caused them to collapse on the troops inside Hashem Yinkom Damam. On a Monday, that same Monday, January 22nd, my husband, my son, and myself, were at the site of the Nova Music Festival. We arrived there at 3:40 p.m., and we were there till about 4:25 p.m. Has anybody been to the site of the Nova Music Festival? Very, very traumatic. Even though it's cleaned up, it's a vast memorial field. It's really... I told you in a different shir, in a different venue months ago, that it was time to daven mincha. There was a minyan tent, a men daven, and I was sitting on one of the chairs in the middle of the memorial field, and I got up to the pasuk Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav v'chasim b'chol ma'asav. I was sitting in this plastic chair in the middle of this field full of poles with pictures and flowers and rocks and yizkor and testimony to the. I was hysterical. I couldn't get out the words. I had to say Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav v'chasim b'chol ma'asav. I was really hysterical. While we were there, we met the parents of Romy Gonen. Romy Gonen is 23 years old. She is still a hostage. She was kidnapped on October the 7th. She is currently being held by Hamas, Yimach Shemam, in the Gaza Strip. I told you that I went over to Romy's mother, and I said they were there like to set up one of these, I don't want to say Yizkor, Romy's being held in Gaza, but people should know, they should see that she's at her picture, her hostage poster. And I went over to this mother. I'm obviously an Orthodox American Jewish woman. This is a secular Israeli Jewish woman. I'm primarily an English speaker. She is a speaker of Ivrit. And I went over to her and I said, they weren't part of a protest or an organization. The parents were just there to set up this picture and the I don't use the word memorial, the testament to the remembrance of Romy and her situation. So I said to the mother, so I want to speak to you. I want to tell you something. I have nothing to say to you. I have absolutely nothing to say to you. At this point, it was about 100 days. So she pointed to the picture of her daughter, and underneath there was a sign that it said, "B'makom she'ein milim chibuk yachol." Because I literally said to her, "Rotza lagidach mashu, aval eini ma lagid." So she smiled. I was crying. She was not. And she pointed to the picture, and she said, "B'makom she'ein milim chibuk yachol." So I said, "Ani chol alechabek otach." So she said, yes, we hugged. I said, I didn't say any Devar Torah. I just said, Kol ha'am b'yachad itchem, ha'neshama shalanu itchem, ha'lev shalanu itchem, anachnu am echad, mitpa'alim b'adchem, choshvim aleichem. So the same time that we were there, we heard very loud explosions from the Gaza Strip. Very loud. But I had already been told, when you go to the south, you're going to hear the explosions from the Gaza Strip. And my son even called from yeshiva. He calls every day at a certain time. He called from yeshiva, and he was able to hear them over the phone. I said to him, do you hear? He said, what is that? I said, you're hearing the explosions from Gaza. It was 4 o'clock. We found out later that what we were hearing was the exact moment, the exact attack of the attack on the soldiers when the rigged buildings exploded and 21 soldiers, Rachmana Litzlan, lost their lives. Hashem Yikom Damo. It took place at Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. That's almost exactly we were there. The Levaya of Elkanah Yehuda Safez, 25 years old, of Kiryat Arba, took place the next day. It was a cold, rainy Tuesday, 2 days before Tu B'Shvat on Har Herzl, 4 o'clock. We very much wanted to go. We didn't want to go. We felt it was very important to go to one of the Levayot, at least of the 21 soldiers. Har Herzl had back-to-back Levayot, that whole day, every 2 hours. There were Levayot. There were Levayot throughout the country in different military cemeteries. But that Tuesday, there was every 2 hours. And at the end of Elkanah Yehuda Safez's Levayot, they said, everyone please clear out so the next Levayot could begin. There were hundreds of people there. It was in the new section with a whole row of fresh kavarim. So my husband, my son, and I arrived at the Levaya. We were there the day before at the Nobel Music Festival hearing the explosions. We went to his Levaya at Har Herzl. We got there at 4:15. It was very cold. It was very rainy. They have tents because it was the winter set up overhead so that to protect the people from the rain. We got there just as it was beginning, and they were carrying in the Aron of Elkanah Yehuda, Hashem Yikom Damo, to his final resting place on this very holy mountain of holy Kedoshim. Shamasu Nafshim Al-Kiddush Hashem. 1 week after he fell in battle, Elkanah Yehuda Safez, on Monday, January 29th, family of Elkanah Yehuda Safez, who was 25 years old, planted an olive tree in his memory outside of their home in Kiryat Arba. His brothers, Reuven and Shai, paid tribute to him. This is 1 week after we were at the Levaya. At the conclusion of the Shiva, the family planted an olive tree, Eretz Chito, Sor of a Gefen Utein of a Rimon Eretz Zeit Shemen, which is actually on your handout with Dvash. In tribute to Elkanah Yehuda Safez, the Rav of Kiryat Arba, it was difficult for me to understand most of the Hespedim. First of all, we were all the way in the back. My son and I were actually standing on a ledge, so we were really able to see. They were in very rapid fire Ivrit. There were a lot of people, the sounds of crying, the sounds of rain, my hearing loss. But the Rav of Kiryat Arba, Rabbi Schwartz, I think, spoke so powerfully. I wish I had recorded what he said. What he said, one of the things he said is to say in Shemaim that it's enough. He said to Elkanah Yehuda Safez to go up to Shemaim and tell Hashem that it's already enough. So at the conclusion of the Shiva, the family planted an olive tree. And Elkanah Yehuda's brothers, Reuven and Shai, paid tribute to their brother. Our little brother, Elkanah Yehuda, wherever you went, you left a footprint of joy, unity, and modesty. Joy, simcha, unity, achtu, modesty. Hatznei alechet, im elokecha. You always honored your parents. It's in this week's parasha, 19:4. Yish imo v'aviv tiro v'esham shosai tishmeru. You are always caring and respectful. You are a hero of Israel. You were exempt from military service, but you still fought to enlist. You never ran away from responsibility. You always stood tall, strong, and determined. I was afraid you would fall, my little brother. You are the person with the most powerful silence I ever knew. A simple person, smiling and funny. I love you forever, my little brother. Reuven dug the pit for the olive tree. Elkanah's cousin and best friend, Ilya Kohen, planted the tree. And the rest of the family members covered the pit with soil. They all stood and they sang around this new olive tree that would take root in the Holy Land as a memory to their son and brother and cousin. They stood around. I saw the video. When I found the article, I saw the video. Achenu Bnei Yisrael. Before the outbreak of the war, Elkanah worked in personal security. Elkanah left behind his parents, Eliyahu and Rachel, and 5 older siblings. He was the youngest in his family. Reuven, Shai, Hillel, Shirel, and Tiferet. I want to look at a series of psukim with you from different places in Tanakh that speak about the importance of planting are not only planting the pay road of Eretz Yisrael. One of the things that makes Eretz Yisrael so special, besides for the fact of the Kedushat Ha'aretz and the palpable Shechina in the land, that that's not just me saying it, it's not just because you feel it. Look up the Ramban to last week's Parasha, 18:24 through 25, and you will see how clearly the Ramban speaks about the palpable Shechina, the intense Shechina. Of Soloveitchik says, there are windows in heaven that are only open to Tzion. Everything that comes down from heaven comes down to Tzion. But besides for that, that makes Eretz Yisrael so special, and besides the fact that it was promised to our patriarchs and our matriarchs and to Moshe and to Yehoshua, and generations of Jews longed for the land, a unique aspect of Eretz Yisrael is the aspect of planting in Eretz Yisrael. I have not seen this Medrash inside, but I have heard Rabbi Zev Lev quote it a number of times. So that's my source. Rabbi Zev Lev says that there's a Medrash that tells us Avram was actually not told, interestingly, if you pay attention, to actually which land to go to. Okay, the beginning of Perek Yibbet in Sefer Bereishit is the beginning of Lechecha. And God commanded Avram, well, Lechecha me'artcha mi'muladetcha mi'beit avicha la'aretz asher areka. He doesn't actually say, but the pasuk tells us that Avram understood. How did he know which is the land that God would tell him? So Rabbi Zev Lev quotes a beautiful Medrash. And the Medrash tells us that Abram journeyed from land to land. And he came to one land and he saw the people building. And he said, no, this is not the land where I'm supposed to be. And he came to another land and he saw the people doing artwork. I have no idea if it was really artwork. The building, yeah? Okay? And he said, no, this is not the land. And he came to another land and he saw people involved in entertainment in Hollywood. Chas v'sham. And he said, no, this is not the land. And he came to another land and he saw... Finally, he came to a land and he saw people planting. The Medrash says, when he came to a land where he saw people planting, he said, this is the land where Hashem wants me to be. Because planting indicates the growth of new life. And when he came to this land, he said, this is where I'm supposed to be. So let's look at these series of psukim with you. We're in page one of your handout. Please either take one. I don't know if there's left. Yeah, there is. Or sit next to someone who has one. Thank you. There are a few left if you need. Okay. So the psukim describe Eretz Yisrael. Again, besides for all the other aspects that make our country and our Medina so special, as a land of planting. And that started, again, with Avram Avinu. This is from Parshas Ekev, Sefer Devarim. Like you see on the top, it says Devarim 8, 7 through 10, Paraches, Pasuk Zayin through Yod. Psukim Zayin through Yod. Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviachal Eretz Tova. God, Hashem, your God, is bringing you to a good land. What makes the land so good? Eretz Nachlei Mayim, she has streams of water. I remember when my boy's bar mitzvah trip, which I can't believe it, but this summer it'll be 5 years already. Time somehow goes very, very, very fast. When we came to Engedi, I don't really enjoy the intense heat so much. It's difficult for me. So we were there last week of June, first week of July on the secular calendar. And I remember... And we went to Engedi and Masada that day. So in the beginning of the trip, I was like, excuse me to say it, I'm freaking out. I'm like, this is not for me. I cannot be here. So after I calmed down, and I was trying to like hide in the shade of a rock, Hashem Tzircha, then when you're really in the beginning of Engedi, there's beautiful streams of water. So once I took a deep breath and said, you're here, okay, let's calm down, Micha Horowitz. You know the story of a person in the supermarket, and they're with a child who's having a tantrum. So the person's name is Marva. This is how the story goes. So the child's having a tantrum. I went to the supermarket with one of my twins. They were much smaller, younger. Obviously, he was sitting in the shopping cart. He picked up a cantaloupe. He threw it on the ground. Cantaloupe smashed. So this person's, the toddler's having a tantrum in the shopping cart. And an overlooker sees, someone else in the supermarket hears him saying, Marvin, we're almost done shopping. Marvin, it's okay. Marvin, soon we're going to be at the car. Marvin, calm down. Take a deep breath. So he said, oh, that's so nice. Is your little boy named Marvin? He said, no, I'm Marvin. I'm talking to myself. So when I finally calmed down and engaged him, Michal, you're here. So you need to move out of the crevice of the rock and figure this out because you're here with your family and you can't stand here for the next 2 hours. There's streams of water. There's actually some shade. It's an oasis in the desert. So even though it was 100 degrees, you put your feet in the water, you put some on your face. It feels cool. Hashem Elokecha Mivial Eretz Tova. Eretz Yisrael is such a givaldic land. Our ancestors dreamed of her throughout the long dark night of exile, says the Rav. Our forefathers had one dream, one hope, one longing, one aspiration. L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim habnuya. Eretz nachli mayim. Calm down, Michal. Calm down, Marvin. It's almost over. There are streams of water. Ayonos u'tohomos. There are springs. There are fountains in the deep. Yotzim babikul bahar. They come out of the valleys and the mountains. So it is a land where the water irrigates the earth. And therefore, because it's a land, if there's no water, then plants can't grow. And because it is a land of streams of water coming out of the deep and the mountains and the valleys and the fountains, therefore, Eretz Chitus, Arva Gafenu Te'ene Verima, and Eretz Eishem Nidvash, outside of Kiryat Arba, there's an olive tree that serves as a testimony and a reminder to the beauty, the Shem Zayit Zach, the beautiful, pure light of Al-Kana Yudas Fez, this Monday is Yamazi Koron, the Chayaleit Sal Shem Yerachim Aleinu. It is a land of wheat, it's a land of barley, it's a land of grapes and figs and pomegranates. It's a land of olive oil, it's a land of devash timarim. Have you ever had silan? Delicious. Honey from dates. Eretz asher lo b'miskenus tocha b'lechem. It is a land where not in poverty. You know the word miskein. Lo b'miskenu tocha b'lechem. You will not eat in poverty. You will not eat bread in poverty. Lo techzar kol ba. You will lack for nothing in this beautiful land. Eretz asher avaneha barzel, her rocks are iron, umeharareh tachshov nechosh, tachtsov nechoshan. And from her hills you will hew copper. So we're talking about the bounty and the beauty of the natural gifts that Hashem invested into the Teva of Eretz Yisrael. It is water, it is produce, you can mine in the land, you won't be poor in the land, and therefore, ve'achalta, ve'shavata, uve'rachta. There are only two brachot deoraita from the whole Torah. There's only two brachos that are deoraita from the whole Torah. One of them is right here, Devarim 8:10, and the other is, I don't have time to ask you and let you answer, so I'm just going to tell you, birchas haTorah, ki shem Hashem ekra havagud alo kedu. Those are the only two brachos still raisa. This is the bracha of Birkat HaMazon, and that's the bracha on Limud Torah. V'acha, how could you derive pleasure from Torah without making a bracha? You wouldn't think of eating without making a bracha. I hope everybody here makes Brachas HaShachar, and specifically, well, you should make Brachas HaShachar anyway. But Birkas HaTorah, you're not allowed to learn Torah without making a bracha. It's so delightful. It's so pleasurable. How could you delight and take pleasure from anything in Hashem's world without a bracha? It's a mi'ilah. The Gemara says in Brachos Lamed Hey that someone who eats without a bracha is like stealing from the hektish of the Beit HaMikdash. It's a mi'ilah. So how could you learn Torah without making a bracha? It's inconceivable. It's the most delightful thing in the world. This is a bracha of Birkat HaMazon, v'achalta v'savatu v'irachta, et Hashem al-kacha, it's a tova. It's such a good land. And when you eat, there are streams of water. There's beautiful bounty. You can mine from the mountains and the hills. Wow, you will eat, you will be satiated, you will bless Hashem your God over this wonderful land that he has given you. I've told you this so many times. You must surely all remember that my grandfather wrote in his memoirs, I'll say it and I said it again, it was just Yom HaShoah. My grandfather wrote in his memoirs, we lay on the barracks on the pallet after a hard day of slave labor. We spoke continually about the murderers, that they were sent by God, and we said their end is near. Whoever will survive this hell will live to see the Messiah. Whoever will survive this hell will live to see a Jewish state. What we take for granted, or maybe you, I don't know what, I have no idea what a world without a Jewish Medina means. And I would venture to say that I think for everybody in this room, you also have no idea what a world without the Medina means. But for 1900 years, Jews had no idea what a world with a Jewish state means. We just take it for granted. I think since October 7th, we're taking it for granted a little bit less. The Psukim say in Kohalas, Ktuvim, the reason we're going through these series is because the Medrash is going to be connecting these Psukim. Okay, we're in Kohalas, Perek Beis, Psukim, Dalet through Vav, still on page one. Higdalti ma'asai, I have made great my works. Baniti li batim, I built for myself houses. Natati li kramim, I planted for myself vineyards. Now the Medrash is going to explain all this. Okay, I'm just telling you the shot of the Psukim. Asiti li ganot upardesim, I made for myself gardens and orchards. Vinatati bam eitz kol pri, I planted in these gardens and orchards trees of every kind of fruit. Asiti li brechot mayim. This is very evocative, if you see, of the psukim that we learned from Devarim. The psukim from Devarim speak about the water and the irrigation and planting and the beautiful produce. I made for myself gardens and orchards, and I planted in them all kinds of trees of fruit. Asiti li brechot mayim. I made for myself pools of water. Lahashko mehem ya'ar tzomech etzim. What is the point of pools of water? To irrigate, to water from these pools of water, forests that are sprouting trees. So we looked at the psukim from Devarim, Parshas Ekev. Now we looked at these psukim from Kohalas. I increased greatly my works. I built for myself houses. I planted in them vineyards. I made for myself gardens and orchards. I planted in them all kinds of trees of fruit. Fruit trees. I made for myself pools of water in order to irrigate from them forests that are sprouting trees. And now we come to Sefer Vayikra, and this is the pasuk that we began with. The pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, it's the next source on your handout, it will be when you come to the land, you will plant every kind of tree for eating. And you should have orla for the first 3 years. But we are going to be focusing on the fact that we have this idea that Eretz Yisrael is so blessed. You know, when I was first deciding what to speak about today, what we should learn together, my first thought was, well, I don't use the word just. We will learn together some of my favorite insights and maishim on Eretz Yisrael in honor of the 76th birthday of the State of Israel, which would also be very kedai, and it's also very beautiful. But this is a new aspect, something that we have not necessarily learned before, a new way of looking at the bounty of the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, and it relates, of course, very beautifully, very poignantly, very powerfully, very painfully to one of the over 1,600 kedoshim since October 7th. When you come to the land of Israel and you plant fruit trees, let's look at two midrashim on this pasuk. Again, this is a pasuk, Vayikra 19:23, it's Parshas Kedoshim. We're tying in the parsha, Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut. Midrash Rav, of course, when we talk about appreciation for the State of Israel, and when we talk about appreciation for the State of Israel and gratitude, it must be through the lens of Torah. What do we love so much about the State of Israel? That you could go to Netanya, you could go to the beach, you could do that in other countries also. You could go to a spa, you could do that in the Carmel, in the south, in the Be'er Sheva Desert, you could do that in other places also. That the food is delicious, it is so delicious, but it has to be through the lens of Torah. That you have the Hermon for skiing, and you have palm trees, and you have all kinds of climates, so you could go jeeping in Midbar Yehuda, it's wonderful. But when we talk about appreciation for, as from Torah observant Jews, when we come to the day of Yom HaTzmaut, we must have tremendous appreciation to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that we are the first generation since Churban. Okay, we're not the first generation, but for the first time, 76 years is not a long time, for the first time since Churban Bais, we're the first people who can't imagine a world without a Jewish state, as opposed to 1900 years where they couldn't imagine a world with a Jewish state. Just think about that, but it has to be an appreciation for this tremendous matana, this gilui shechina, this chalta de geula through the lens of Torah. Let's look at these midrashim. The midrash is going to expound upon these psukim from Tehillim, from Kohelas. Rabbi Yeshua Dichsin, and I'm in the middle of page 1, Midrash Veikarabah 25:4. Rabbi Yeshua Dichsinin, b'shem Rabbi Levi Pasach. Rabbi Yeshua Dichsinin, in the name of Rabbi Levi, says as follows. He quotes these psukim from Kohelas. Higdalti ma'asai. You see why we're doing the Midrash, see these psukim from Kohelas? The Midrash is going to expound upon them. Higdalti ma'asai, baniti li batim, natati li kramim. So the pasuk says, I made myself great works. I built grand houses. I planted for myself vineyards. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Lemoshe. Kosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe in the art school footnote where I prepare these shirim, I use my art school Medrash Vayikra Rabbah at home. It's a beautiful, beautiful set. Art school Medrash Rabbah on Torah and the Megillot. I use it all the time, Baruch Hashem, for my own learning and for teaching. The art school footnote notes that this is on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Also, when the Medrash says, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Lemoshe, on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Hashem said to Moshe, Leich Amar La'avot HaRishonim. Moshe, you're coming up now to the Yeshiva Shamala. Please go tell Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Higdalti La'asot im b'neichem, Koma Shehit Niti Imachem. It's from the word Tanai. You know, when I learn, I try and find a Shoresh, and I've told you this before, to identify before I look at the English. In this case, I looked at the English first, and then I realized what the word was, okay? On condition. I made a condition with the patriarchs. I made a promise. You know the word Tanai? So there it is, okay? So please, Moshe, you go and you tell the patriarchs that I acted grandly to do with my children everything that I told them that I would do. Why? Baniti li batim. I built houses. Shenamar, like the Pasuk says, ubati mileim kol tov. I promised that there would be houses full of all good when you come to Eretz Yisrael. I told the Avram, the Agadah Shemecha, the Heye Bracha, part of that is that you will live in wonderful houses. I planted houses. I built houses full of all kinds of good in the land of Israel. Natati li kramim, the Pasuk in Kohalas continues, I planted for myself vineyards, shenema, like the Pasuk says, kramim v'zeiti mashalona tata. You will come to a land that has vineyards and it has olive groves and you didn't even plant it. For Alkana Yudas Fezo Shemin Kamdama, his family and friends planted an olive tree. Because Rach says, when you first come to the land, kramim v'zeiti mashalona tata, it's going to be a land of so much good. You're going to find vineyards and you're going to find olive groves and you didn't even need to plant them. They're just there. Why natati li kramim? Because the Pasuk says in Kohalas that God is saying, I planted the vineyards. Asiti li brechot mayim, I made for myself, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, pools of water, like the Pasuk says in Devarim, ubora chatsuvim, it is full of hewn cisterns. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash is saying that these psukim from Kohalas are God speaking and telling Moshe on the last day of his God life, go and tell the patriarchs, I fulfilled my promise. Higdalti ma'asai baniti li batim, quoting a pasuk from Devarim, you're going to come to the land, there will be grand houses. Natati li kramim, you're going to come to the land, and there will be zeitim, olive orchards, olive groves, and there will be vineyards for wine. I made pools of water, like the pasuk says, hewn cisterns. Uksiv ayanot utahoma. We looked at those pasukim in Pasuk Ches. Waters in the deep. There will be fountains. What is the purpose? Continues the pasuk from Kohalas. And I bolded. Do you see what I did in the Medrash on your handout? I bolded so you know when the pasuk is from Kohalas and how the Medrash expands upon it. Lahashko mehen yard someach etzim. I planted these. I hewed cisterns, pools of water, so that there can be places of irrigation for forests that grow trees. Amar Rabbi Levi, afilu kinei chitzim lo hayta eretz yisrael chasera. So this is very interesting. I gave you the footnote of what that means. Look at footnote number two. Even reeds, R-E-E-D-S, look at footnote number two. For arrows, the land of Israel did not lack. Manas Kuhuna says, trees as thin as reeds that do not bear fruit, but they are useful for making arrows. Even that Hashem put into the land for us. So we have weapons. We have a way to fight the Canaanite nations. We have a way to fight Amalek. We have a way to fight the invading army. These are trees that do not even bear fruit, but even these Hashem put in the land because we need them as weaponry. God continues the Madrash. Asiti li ganot pardisim. I planted for myself gardens and orchards. Like the Pasuk says, Eretz chitus or v'gafenutein v'riman zeichemlu dvash. Finally, natati behem eitz kol peri. I planted all kinds of trees with fruit. Hadahu dichtiv. Who's following in the Medrash? What's the last word? What? Kitaval artsu natatim. Where's that Pasuk from? You all know. It's from Kedoshim, 1923. You all know. It's a point of departure for today's Yom HaTzmut year. Ay, ay, ay. Is it too warm in here? Are you with me? I'm trying to make this very clear. Oh, the Medrash concludes by quoting the Pasuk from Parshas Kedoshim. When you come to the land, what will you do in the land? Unetatim koitzmecha. Look here. Last line of Medrash Vayikarabah 25:4, Pasuk Chav Hei Simon Dalet, is a quote from the Pasuk right above it, Vayikra 19:23. Concludes the Medrash after telling us all of the bounty that Hashem gives us, houses we didn't build, cisterns of water we didn't hew, forests we didn't plant, trees with reeds that have for arrows for fighting our enemy. Ah, what is this all based on? The Pasuk from Kedoshim, when you come to the land and you will plant fruit trees. Good, now we know where that pasuk's from. Let's continue the next Medrash, bottom of page one, Medrash Vayikra Rabba. Oh, there's a typo. It should say Rabba. It says R-A-B-B. Let me correct it in my notes just for myself. It's Medrash Vayikra Rabba. Obviously, that's a typo. Okay. The next Medrash, Parsha Chaf Hei Simon Gibel. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Simon Pasach. Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Simon teaches as follows. So we have a mitzvah in Sefer Devarim to go after God. By the way, these sheets have shemos, which it says, if you keep them, you're more than welcome to. It says on the bottom, please note these sheets contain shemos. Okay. We have a pasuk that tells us we have to go after Hashem, our God. So now, Chazal, try and understand what it means that we have to go after Hashem, our God. It's a very non-tangible mitzvah. And the Gemara asks, what does it mean to go after Hashem? So I will tell you that there's different answers. Okay? The Gemara in Sota, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, says to go after God is to emulate His ways. He is a Malbisha Rumim, you should be a Malbisha Rumim. He is a Mevaker Cholim, you should be a Biker Cholim, etc., etc. So that's one idea. Another idea that Rashi quotes on Chumash is that you should cling to Talmidei Chachamim. To cling to God's ways means to cling to Talmidei Chachamim. This is a different pshat. What does it mean to go in the ways of God? So Medrash VeYikra Rabba, Parsha Chafei, Simon Gimel says as follows. You should go after Hashem, your God. Is it possible for a man of flesh and blood to go after God? It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bayam darkecha ushfilcha b'mayim rabim. Your ways, God, are through the water, through the sea, and your path is through great water. How vast is the ocean? Most of the earth, I think 70% of earth is covered in water. Is that the correct number? Something like that. Okay? The earth is vast. So this is not even how vast the Kosh Baruch Hu is. But it's an analogy to help us understand, even though we can't understand, how vast God is. So how could you go after, could you conceive of what the seas mean, how vast they are? No. You could understand why in ancient times they thought the earth was flat. What happens when you stand on the shore? It looks like the world just ends. You can't even imagine that it's endless. So how could you go after God? Your ways, God, are through the oceans. Your path is through great water. And you tell us to go after Kosh Baruch Hu. Ubotid Bakun, you tell me to cling to God. How could I cling to God? How could I go in His ways? Is it possible? Bottom of page one, last line. Is it possible for a man of flesh and blood to what? Go up to the heaven and cling to God. Also, Shekasu Bal, turn the page. It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, top of page 2. Ki Hashem Elkechem Eish Achla. It says Hashem is a consuming fire. It also says go after God and cling to His ways. Could you go after a consuming fire? Chas V'Shom Lo Lechem Lo Leini. What would you do? You would run the other way. You wouldn't go after a consuming fire. Could you cling to a consuming fire? What's the answer? No. So how could I go after God and cling to His ways if He is as vast? It's only a mushroom. He's much vaster than the oceans. And He's a consuming fire. So the Gemara also, Taka says, it's in Sota Yud Dalet Aleph. How could you go after His ways? He's a consuming fire. Emulate His midos. But here we learn something very different. Oh, I'm in the middle of this medrash. Yeah, top page 2. Va'ata omer botid ba. Could you tell me to cling to His ways? Ela mitchilas briyaso sha'olam lo nis'asei kokosh baruch hu ela b'mata. What's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the beginning of creation? What is the first thing Hashem did? He planted. Like Niti, Amata, He was engaged in planting. Hadahu dichtiv, like the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden. Hashem planted a garden in Eden. Af Atem, also you, Kishenichnasin La'aretz, when you enter the land, lo tit asku ala b'mata techila. You should engage in what act? Planting first. Hadahu dichtiv. Now you're going to tell me where's the pasuk from? Vayikra 19:23. Hadahu dichtiv. Like the pasuk says in Kedoshim, which is on page 1 of your handout. V'chitavala aretz. It will be when you come to the land. Unetatem kol eitz ma'achal. You will plant every tree that is full of fruit for eating. Now, we've all seen pictures of the chalutzim. And what does Tel Aviv was sand dunes and swamps and malaria and mosquitoes. And they took their shovels and their spades and their hoes. And what did they do? They planted. They took off the rocky terrain. They removed the rocky terrain. And they planted trees. We have the Keren Kayemah Yisrael. I remember when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in ninth grade. It was the year of the Gulf War. 1990 through 1991, I was in ninth grade that school year. It was the year of the Gulf War. Cheder Atum, gas masks, school was closed, etc. One of the things we did was on Tu B'Shva, we went to, what did they do in Israel on Tu B'Shva? We went to plant trees. There's a picture of me somewhere with my hairstyle that looks like it was 1991. And it was raining, and I'm wearing a coat, and I'm standing on a hill, and I'm over this little plot of a hole in the earth, and what are you doing? You're planting. So we have to know when we plant in Eretz Yisrael, what you're actually doing is emulating the Shekhinah. According to this Medrash, you're fulfilling the divine command of Alachta B'drachav. Mamish, you're fulfilling the divine command of going God's way. Just like God planted a garden in the beginning of time, the first thing you should do when you come to the beautiful bounty of Eretz Yisrael is you should plant a tree. On a visit to Zichron Yaakov, some local residents approached Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And they said to him, Honorable Rabbi, there's a certain fruit grower here who is planting to uproot his orchard in order to build a house instead. Rav Kook ran over to the man immediately and he said, you want to uproot trees? Such a thing will not happen in Eretz Yisrael. He stood there all day long, preventing the workers from touching the trees. Legend has it that he did not budge from his place until the owner promised not to destroy the orchard. That's from the beautiful Sefer on Rav Kook called An Angel Among Men by Simcha Raz. He also wrote a biography of Rav Aryeh Levin. Highly recommend you read it. When we pay attention to the Shalosh Regalim, what you will notice as well, something very interesting, which we tend not to focus on when we talk about the Shalosh Regalim, which is a time to be Olah L'Regel, Pesach, which we just had, Shavuot, which is coming, Chag HaSukkot, which is in a few months. Before we know, we're going to turn around, we're going to say, wasn't it just Pesach? How could it be Sukkot? But okay, L'maisa. Something that we do not tend to focus on when we talk about the Shalosh Regalim, and if we started in Parshas Kedoshim, we're now going to next week's Parsha, Emor. Yeah, this is from Parshas Emor. So in Parshas Emor, in Perachov Gimel of Sefer Vayikra, the Torah moves to the Jewish calendar year. And if we actually pay close attention to the Shalosh Regalim, what you will find is that they are tied to the agriculture of the land. They are tied to the produce of Eretz Yisrael. First of all, Pesach and Korban Omer is the second of the Shivat HaMinim. It's the Seorah. And Shavuot, which is coming, is the first of the Shivat HaMinim, it's Chita. So you have three psukim on page 2 from Vayikra 23. This is next week's Parsha. 23, 15, 16, and 40. Tezvav, Tezayin, and Mem. Ushvartam lacha mimachar sa Shabbos miyam haviyachem esho omer tnufa. Sheva Shabbos utzmiyom es tiyana. On the 16th of Nisan, first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, the second day of Chag, for those unfortunate enough to be in Chutzart. But on the morrow of the festival, 14 Nisan, Korban Pesach. 15 Nisan, Chag HaPesach. 60 Nisan, Korban Omer. That's what you're counting, by the way, now. So what is a Korban Omer? It's the first barley offering. Barley is the second of the Shivat HaMinim. So intricately tied to Chag HaPesach is a celebration of agriculture. The blessing of the produce of the land, it's the first barley offering of that harvest. And by the way, when you count Sfiras Omer, what you're counting is, remember, it's today's 16th day of Omer. It's 16 days since I brought the barley offering to the Beit HaMikdash. That's what Sfiras Omer is. It's a count from when I brought the barley until I will bring the wheat on Shavuos when I bring the Shtei Halacham Bikurim. It's the first wheat. So the first of the two Shalosh Regalim actually are a celebration of the bounty of Eretz Yisrael, the first two of the Shivat HaMinim. Look in your hand, though, 23:16, Chaf Gimel Tas Zayin. An Mimachar So Shabbos Hashvi'is Tisru Chamishim Yom. Count 7 complete weeks. V'yikraf the Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. On Shavuos, what do we bring? What is Chag HaBikurim? It's the first of the wheat. So Pesach is a celebration of the Seorah, and Shavuos is a celebration of the Chita. Bounty of the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us and that we're supposed to emulate God and plant when we get there. 23:40. How do we celebrate Chag HaSukkos? Besides for building the Sukkah, what else do we do? You should take for yourself on the first day pre-Eitz Hadar. That's the Esrog. Kapos Tmarim, that's the Lulav. Anaf Eitz Avos V'Arvei Nachal Hadasim and Aravos. Usamachtam of Ne'er Shem Lekechem Shivas Yamim. The Simcha in this case comes from appreciating the bounty that Hashem causes to grow. Arvei Nachal, Eretz Nachlei Mayim. Where do the Aravos grow? By the Nachlei Mayim that the Torah tells us about. So when we look and when we speak about it, when we long for it, when we love Eretz Yisrael, when we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the 76th birthday of Medina Yisrael, she should live and be well, and be us called Sada, because she'd be blessed with a Shalom. Ufos Alesu Kach Lomecha, which is so sorely lacking. One of the aspects of the land that we have to be grateful for is the produce and the water and the streams and the bounty and the trees and the olive oil and the blessings of physically the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael. And so often when we talk about the Shalosh Regalim, we forget. We speak about Pesach Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. Shavuot Zman Matan Torah. It's wonderful. Chag HaSuko, Tzila Demei Menusa, V'amuna Lech Lemachorai B'midbar Eretz Lo Zaruah. But what we forget forgot about when it comes to discussing gratitude for Eretz Yisrael is all these sources that we're speaking about today, which teach us the importance of planting in Eretz Yisrael. You are mamish emulating God and fulfilling a divine command, d'oraisa v'halachta b'drachav l'idabek b'shchina. What's the first thing Hashem did? He planted a gan be'eden. When you come to your Eden, what's Eden down here? Eretz Yisrael. What must we do? Plant trees. When we were in Eretz Yisrael, two days after we were at the Levayev Elkanah Yehuda Sfez, so we went back to Har Herzl, unbeknownst to us. It was the Shloshim of Elisha Yehonatan Lober. It's a long story of Hashkacha. I had spoken about him in a shir a month before. It was the Shloshim, 1 month before, in this venue. We got to Har Herzl. My son said, why are we going back? I said, we went for the Levi, but I didn't get to go pay our respects at the section of the Nuke Farm. I want to go to the Nuke Farm. Unbeknownst to you, we got there. There was a smaller gathering than a Levi gathering, maybe 50, 60 people. It was a Shloshim. It was a Shloshim of Elisha Yehonatan Lober. I've spoken about him many times. His wife, a month after the Shloshim, gave birth to their second child. It was a long shloshim, lots of tehillim, many hespedim. After I went to speak to his mother, I showed her that I spoke about her son. I showed her the shir on Mayu Torah. I showed her how many listeners there were to give her a chizuk. I showed her the handout with the picture of her son. I told you that she said, Echad makirelto. And when I told my children, my eldest son says, what does she mean? He's your brother. Of course you know him. I spoke to the almana, who was at the time 8, 9 months pregnant. Little baby was there also, toddler. At the end of the shloshim, there was a table. The parents gave a little pekalach, that's what we would call them in America, make a bracha in memory of Elisha Yehonatan. It had a cookie, a date, an almond, I forget what was there for Ha'adama. And his wife gave out plants. I did not bring a plant back, but I brought back the poem of what she gave out with her plant. This was written by Aviyah Lover. It was on Tu Bishvat. His shloshim was on Tu Bishvat, 5784. The day when we celebrate what? The fruits and the bounty, the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan of Eretz Yisrael. Hayom Tu Bishvat, Hayom HaShloshim LeKruat Yehonatan. It was this paper. It had pictures of plants on the bottom, and this is what she gave out. Hayom Tu Bishvat. Whoever's taking the handouts, please don't put them in Seamus. I need them for next week. Who could volunteer? Oh my gosh. Okay. We need the handouts next week. If you want to take them and bring them back, if one person wants to volunteer to take them and bring them all back, that would be wonderful. Hayam Tu Bishvat, Hayam Shloshim, the Kruat Yehonatan. Today is Tu Bishvat. Today is the Shloshim for the Kruat of Yehonatan. His name was Elisha Yehonatan, though he was 24 years old. Bayam Hazal, if Neshna Tayim, Hichlatanu Lehitchatin. On this day, writes Aviyah, before 2 years ago, on Tu Bishvat 2 years ago, we decided to get married. Let's say, Ladara Chadasha Biyachar. We decided to forge a new path in life together. She was sitting the whole time. All the other family was standing. She was extremely expectant, and she was sitting the whole time. And her son was being passed, Nachman Yisrael, from grandparents to cousins, a little boy, maybe 1 year old. It was also very cold, and it had stopped raining for the Shloshim. Hayom ani misayemet kufa shel avilut al havdon ha'atzum shel hayachad shelanu apnei adama. Today I am finishing the period of mourning over my tremendous loss of our time together on this earth. B'tu b'shvat hazeh, on this Tu Bishvat, anachnu yotzim l'derech chadashah. On this Tu Bishvat, we're embarking on a new path. Shal yachad chadash, a new kind of together. Milamata u'milamala, from below and from above. Yohanan hishir lanu peirot. Yehonatan left us fruits. At Nachman Yisrael, he left the child Nachman Yisrael. U'bezrat Hashem yaled nosaf, sheyivaled v'yitzmach la'oro. Be'ezrat Hashem, the new child who will be born. Who will be born and who will sprout in the light of his father. The child's name is Amatzia. He was born Baruch Hashem, about a month after this. Ani rotze lahazmin otach, otcha, I want to invite you, lintoa, to plant, v'lahatzmiach, and to cause to sprout, etzlecha b'bayit u'balev. I invite you to take home this tree that I'm leaving, a little plant that you would put on your counter by the windowsill. I want to invite you to plant and to cause to sprout by you in your home and also in your heart. May perotav shel yehoratan. Just like Eretz Yisrael gives us fruits, Eretz Chito Seora, Shavuos, Pesach, Gafenu Te'eno, Rimon, Eretz Echem Ludvash. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted and we must plant. Just like it is a land blessed with water and springs and houses we didn't build and vineyards we didn't plant and orchards we benefit from. Rav Kook stood in place the entire day until the owner promised not to destroy the fruit trees of Eretz Yisrael. I invite you to plant in your home and in your heart and to cause to sprout from the fruit of Yehonatan. What are the fruits of Yehonatan? Simcha, Emunah, Ahava, Tzichok, Rigishut, Ometz, their son's name is Amatya, Amel V'Lev Tov. Take some of the fruits of my husband Yonatan and plant a tree. Joy, faith, love, laughter, emotion, strength, toil, and a good heart. V'ayadeh halicha b'darcho, and when we walk in his path, lihitchaber v'limshoch elenu et oro. We will connect, chaber, chabura. We will connect and we will continue. I do not have time. Something not clear?
No, what does
Amatzia mean? Amatzia from Ometz. She printed something else about the birth of the sun. I don't have time to go into it right now. It's from the word Chizku v'yamitz l'vavchem koyim l'achim l'ashem. And from going in his ways, we will connect to litchaber chabura, and we will continue in his light. Anachnu milamata, we are down below. Before Yamatzma'ut, we have Yamazikaron. Before the great light comes great darkness. Before the Gu'ula comes the Galut. Before the Simcha comes the Avelut. We are down below and he is above. Hadamashal Eretz Yisrael, the earth, the land of Israel. Shelema'ana hikriv Yehonatan et Chayav. The land of Israel for which on her behalf Yehonatan gave his life. Michabeket oto achshav. The land of Israel is hugging Yehonatan now. Ba tamon gufo. In the land of Israel, his body now lies. Me'aleinu, above us, heichen shetamid kivan libo. But above us, which is to where Yehonatan always directed his heart, nimtzet nishmato. The land of Israel is hugging his body. But above us, where Yehonatan always strove to reach, that's where his soul is found. Va'anachnu nusharnu ba'emtza. And we're in the middle. Yehonatan's body is below us. Yehonatan's neshama is above us. And we are left in the middle of these two forms of his non-existence in this world and eternal existence in the next world. Im hazchut lizchor v'lekayim v'la'asot. We are left in the middle, and we are left with the merit, l'kayim, to establish ourselves, to continue living, to keep going on, to build and plant, v'la'asot, and in his memory, to be productive and to do. K'chu itchem, and she ends with quoting a pasuk, mi amar lemi, I used to say it to my kids, one of them when they were in high school, I'd always quote a pasuk and say, mi amar lemi, k'chu itchem mizimrat ha'aretz. She ends by quoting a pasuk, Yaakov amar l'shvatim. And they're going back for the second time to get more food. And they need to appease the viceroy. With what shall I appease you? The bounty, the fruits, the beauty. Chu itchem mizimrat ha'aretz. We began on Monday, January 22nd at the Novo Music Festival. Which if you have not been, the next time you go to Eretz Yisrael, you should really try to go. Zichar sasher salach ha'amalik. Vayizani b'chol kol anecha shalim acharecha. Tishkach, if you have the opportunity, you should really try to go. We began in the Nova Music Festival. My son called from Yeshiva Darche Torah for Akwe 4 o'clock. He said, Mommy, what is it? I said, do you hear the explosions? That's the war in Gaza. To finding out that those explosions were 21 soldiers, Jewish children, Jewish boys, who fell defending Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, and Am Yisrael around the world. Us, they fell for us. They fell for us. The next day was the Levaya of 21 soldiers. We attended the Levaya of Elkanah Yehuda Sfez, Rabbi of Kiryat Arba, Rabbi Schwartz, said, go up and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just enough already, Dayenu. A week later, to mark end of the Shiva period, they planted an olive tree, his family and friends, outside of Kiryat Arba, to remember Elkanah Yehudas Fez, Hashem Yikom Damo, who was 25 years old, the youngest of his siblings. We then went through many sources that remind us that when we give thanks, my grandfather, I can't even imagine how in the concentration camps, in the hell, 7 camps in 3 years. Shaitra's whole family, he also lost his wife and his 18-month-old daughter, Devorah, who was in Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin before the Shoah. How could he have the amunah to lay on the barracks in a hell that I cannot fathom? I'm sure many of you, either grandparents or grandparents, also lived through this hell. How could he even have such amunah to say, whoever survives this hell will live to see the Messiah? Whoever, it was Yiddish, and it's been translated. Whoever will survive this hell will live to see the Jewish state. I don't think that I would have had such an amunah. Do I have as much amunah in the ultimate geula that he had in Hakamat HaMedina? I don't think so. He wasn't saying such things from the comforts of America. He believed. He also says, we talk continually about the murderers, that they were sent by God. That's what he says. Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikron, and Yom HaTzmuah. They might not be halachic days. In the past 76 years, we have been benched with, blessed with. We are the first generation who cannot imagine a world without a Jewish state, compared to 1,900 years of Jews in Galut, who could not imagine a world with a Jewish state. We went through many sources that remind us that when we give thanks for the state of Israel, must be through the lens of Torah. Torah Jews must appreciate the bounty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us through the lens of Torah. And we took a new aspect today to understanding and appreciating Medinat Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And that is the fact that we see so many sources that part of the bracha, a tremendous part of the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, is the actual bounty of the land of Israel. And we ended on Har Herzl 2 days later on Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah La'ilan, for Elisha Yehonatan Lober. Anachnu milamata, v'hu milamala. Ha'adama shal Eretz Yisrael shemalan, shalimana hikriv Yehonatan et chayav, v'chabeket oto achshav. Ba tamon nafsho. Me'aleinu, heichen shatamid kiven libo, nimtzei nishmato. V'anachnu nisharnu be'emtza. Im hazchut lizkor, l'kayem, and like they say, the Torah Shider say, at the state ceremony on Har Herzl, in honor of Yom Ha'atzmaut, Litif Eret, Medinat Israel. We'll continue next week. Bezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom to all. Thank you.